In his news conference last week, when asked about the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden, President Bush said, "I truly am not that concerned about him. I know he's on the run." But in Georgia, where commentator Bailey White lives, the man blamed for last year's terrorist attacks is still very much the focus of attention.
On the morning of September 11, my friend Bill was taking down a huge American flag. It was somewhat frayed and faded, and it was time for it to be honorably burned up by the Vietnam veterans who take care of worn-out flags. But after what happened on September 11, Bill was inspired to save that flag and hang it up between two oak trees in his yard. "This flag will fly until Osama bin Laden is dead," Bill declared. The flag is the size of a house, bigger than Bill's house. It's been a lot of trouble and expense to Bill. The first wind that came up flipped the flag over and over until it wound itself up into a little red, white, and blue wad. Bill had to get several ladders to get it unwound and flying again. He tied weights to the bottom corners, but the first weights were too light, and when the wind blew, they flew up and got hung up in the prickly branches of the oak trees, and Bill had to climb up there and got all stuck and scratched, untangling the flag. Finally, Bill got the weights just right, window sash weights, to keep the flag out of the trees. But the weights put so much stress on the corners that the fabric began to fray along the seams, and Bill had to patch it with a slightly different red, white, and blue, so that a piece of the bottom stripe and the top star seemed to wink out at you. By that time, though, Osama bin Laden wasn't looking so good either. He, too, had a faded and flown look and an empty depth in his eyes. "This flag will fly until Osama bin Laden is dead," Bill said, and he redesigned the whole hanging mechanism, sewing a canvas channel along the top edge of the flag and threading a nylon rope through it from tree to tree to distribute the stress more evenly. With the heavier weights and the reinforcement and several rolls of duct tape, Bill got the flag just right, so that it billows and furls in those graceful curves that we love about a flag. Bill is an electrician, and he ran a wire out there and lit up the flag to dazzle the night motorists on the Midway Road. But there was a blank spot in the middle of the yard, and Bill felt that he wanted something majestic there, something to look as fine as the flag. The most majestic thing he could think of was a whale. So he made a life-size whale out of styrofoam and fiberglass. He made it in two parts, a head and a tail, and he plumbed it with a discarded fountain sprayer he'd salvaged from the old community college. He buried the tail of the whale on one side of the flag sticking up, and the head sticking up on the other side, spouting up a spray of water almost as high as the flag. Now, at night, traffic slows down on the Midway Road. The word is out. "That flag will fly until Osama bin Laden is dead." Motorists pull over on the shoulder to watch for a minute in silence. The great whale frolicking on a ferny sea, its spray gleaming in the lights, and then the lit-up flag swaying gracefully between the trees, with every now and then a little sparkle of light flashing off a duct tape patch. All over the world, people are wondering, is Osama bin Laden dead or alive? But Bill has optimistically started some heavenly blue morning glory seeds on his kitchen windowsill, and as soon as danger of frost is past, he plans to plant them along the sides of his yard to frame the whole spectacle in leafy green and blue.